Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In a moment, we're going to tell you how to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar. This special resource will help you experience all that Christmas promises. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Prayer of Release.
You ever find yourself reacting to somebody because they remind you of somebody else? This is one of the number one problems in marriage. Because a lot of times we take unresolved resentment and unresolved hurts and unresolved grudges and we bring them into marriage and we transfer all that energy onto our spouse. That's not fair. Your spouse is not your dad. Your spouse is not your mother. Your spouse is not somebody who hurt you in the past. That's not fair. But when you find somebody that you always react to because they remind you of somebody else, that is a sign you need to do the release. These are the releases. Now, how do I release my hurt? Thinking about whoever you wrote down on this card. Pull that over. Now, I want to show you how to let this person off the hook, whoever it is or whoever it was. The Bible says that there are three things to do to release your hurt, to find freedom so you can have peace of mind again and not keep being bugged by that person. There are three things. Number one, back of your outline. How do I release my hurt? In other words, what do I do with my anger against this person? Number one, I leave it to God. I leave it to God. What does that mean? I'm saying, okay, God, I'm not going to try to get even. I'm going to let you settle the score. I'm going to let you handle the justice. I'm going to let you do whatever you need to do, and I relinquish my right to get even. I have a right to get even with this person who hurt me. But I'm not going to. And the Bible says this in Romans 12, 19. Never avenge yourselves. Circle this. Leave that to God. Leave that to God. For he has said he will repay those who deserve it. Oh, and by the way, who has a better arsenal to repay? You or God? Who can settle the score better? You or God? Oh, I thank God. If I have to choose whether I'm going to get back or I'll let God be a God of justice, I'm going to let God be a God of justice. And I leave it to God. Now, let me explain what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness does not mean the instant restoration of trust. Not at all. Forgiveness is instant. Trust must be rebuilt over time. Forgiveness is based on grace. Trust is built on works. You earn trust. You don't earn forgiveness. Forgiveness is built on grace. And so the difference is a lot of people don't want to forgive because they think, if I forgive them, I've got to trust them again. No, that's a whole different issue. Let me say it again. Forgiving a person does not mean you have to trust them. That means they have to earn the trust. If a woman is being abused, battered, beaten by her husband, and she kicks him out of the house, which is a good thing at that point. You don't have to put up with abuse. You don't have to put up with that. And she kicks him out of the house and says, get your act together. If he comes back and says, I'm really sorry, will you forgive me? She has to forgive him. It's not optional. She does not have to let him back in the house. Yet. Forgiveness is instant. It's undeserved. And why do we forgive? Not because he deserves it. We forgive because I don't want to carry the hurt. I don't want to carry the torture. I don't want to carry the torment. You forgive not because they deserve it. You forgive for your own sake so you don't carry the pain. So she says, I forgive you. Will you let me back in the house? Nope, that's a different issue. That has to be rebuilt. Forgiveness is not the restoration of trust. Forgiveness is not resuming a relationship with no change. Somebody's in a relationship and their partner or their husband or wife or whoever, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, is dealing with drugs or dealing with alcohol and or whatever. And they mess up and they say, will you forgive me? Yes. Yes, I will forgive you. And now do we go back the way it was? No, that's not at all what we do. Not at all. Forgiveness and a restoration of a relationship are two different things. Forgiveness is only on your part, whether they respond or not, whether they ask for it or not, whether they even recognize they need it or not. You forgive for your sake. Restoration of a relationship takes far more than forgiveness. It takes repentance, it takes restitution, and it takes a rebuilding of trust. And that can take a longer time. They are not the same thing. But a lot of people think, well, I can't forgive them because it would mean I'd have to go back to the same old way. No, not at all. But you leave it to God. How do I release my heart? I leave it to God. Second, I heal it with grace. I heal it with grace. Friends, the only cure for your hurting heart, the only cure to get this person out of the mind, out of controlling you. And by the way, if you're still holding on to resentment, they're controlling you. Have you ever said, you make me so mad? What you're admitting at that point is, you are controlling me. Listen to those words. You make me mad. You have the ability to control my emotions. When you say you make me mad, you are admitting they are controlling you. And the only way you get this person out of your mind and heart and not controlling you anymore is you heal it with grace, God's grace. Hebrews 12:15 says this, be careful that none of you fails to respond to the grace which God gives you. He says, if God gives you grace and forgiveness, you offer it to others. For if he does, if you fail, there can very easily spring up in him a bitter spirit. And we've all seen people with a bitter spirit, which is bad, not only bad in itself, he says, but it can also poison the life of many others. Have you ever known a family where a bitter mom poisoned the whole family? You ever known a family where a bitter dad poisoned the whole family? Yeah. He said bitterness is contagious. And actually, bitterness can become generational. And somebody has to break the chain, and it better be you. My parents are bitter because their parents are bitter because their parents are bitter, and I'm going to break the chain. And there's only one way to break it. Heal it with grace. Friends, if you don't get God's grace in your life, life will make you bitter. Because I don't know if you figured this out or not, but life isn't fair. It's not. God never said it was fair. The Bible doesn't say it's fair. In fact, life is very unfair. Why? Because sin is in the world. We live on a broken planet. This is not heaven. This is earth. Life is not fair. That's why I believe in heaven and I believe in hell. One day God's going to settle the score. Evil people get away with murder all the time. Go read the book of Ecclesiastes. Talks about life's not fair. And if you don't get grace in your heart, it's going to make you bitter. Now, here's an important question. The person that I wrote on this, is it right for this person to just get off scot-free? Is it right for this person to just get away with murder? They hurt me and they don't have to pay for it? Is it right? What I'm saying is forgiveness fair? And the answer is absolutely not. It is not about fairness. It is not about justice. It's about grace. You don't forgive a person because it's the fair thing to do. You forgive a person because it's the right thing to do, and you don't want your heart full of poison. You don't want your heart holding on to the hurt and the hate. People have said hateful things about me for years. And if I held on to that hurt, and I held on to that hate, and I held on to that resentment and said, well, they said that about me, and they wrote that about me, and they did that, and they did that behind my back, I would be a miserable man. I would be in a self-imposed torture chamber. It is the grace of God that gives you forgiveness. Now, why do we talk about the grace of God? Because you don't deserve God's forgiveness. You don't. You don't deserve for God's forgiveness, but Jesus paid for it with his life. It wasn't fair that you were forgiven. It's not fair that you don't have to pay for your sins. But it's not about fairness, it's about grace. The Bible says this here on the cross, on the screen. Christ carried our sins in his body on the cross. You've seen crosses all around this auditorium and also outside. Christ carried our sins in his body on the cross. That wasn't fair. He hadn't done anything wrong. Why did he have to die? He did it for us, so that we would stop living for sin and start living for what is right. And you are healed because of his wounds. What Jesus did on the cross has paid for all your sins to heal all the hurts in your heart. Now, friends, forgiveness is free, but it is not cheap. It cost Jesus his life. It cost God his Son. And as Jesus was dying on his cross with his arms outstretched and the blood was dripping down, he was saying, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He was saying, I love you, 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 I love you. He was saying, they don't deserve it. They don't even know what they're doing. But Father, forgive them. I leave it to God. I heal it with grace. There's one other thing that I need to do with my hurt. And with that hang up, I need to nail it to the cross. I need to nail it to the cross. I wish I had time to go into a 10-week series right now just on the power of the cross. Everything you need in life is found in the power of the cross. Jesus on the cross broke the chains of sin and death and bondage and addictions and habits and all of the things. And the cross has the power to free you. You say, free me from what? Free you from past guilt, free you from past grudges, free you from past grief. To free you from your regrets and to free you from your resentment. Nothing else can heal you like that. There's no psychology, there's no theology, there's no pill, there's no therapy, there's no book, there's no self-help seminar. Nothing is going to release you from the hurt in your mind of people who've hurt you and the guilt in your mind from people you've hurt except the cross. It is God's answer to all our needs, and that's why millions of people wear a cross around their neck. It is the symbol of the power to free you from the bondage of bitterness. Notice this verse on the screen. We know that our old life died with Christ on the cross, so that our sinful selves would have no power over us. Notice that. Our sinful selves would have no power over us. What does that mean? It means my natural inclination to do the wrong thing. My natural inclination when you hurt me is to hurt you back. My natural inclination when you say something bad against me, to say something bad against you and hold on to it and never forgive you. And all of the things that I'm naturally inclined to do actually make it worse. We know that our old life died on the cross so that our sinful selves would have no power over us. We can break that bondage to bitterness, that bondage to guilt, that bondage to resentment, that bondage to worry, and we would no longer be slaves to sin, slaves to the past, slaves to hurtful memory, forgiven. Let me ask you a very important question. How badly do you want to be healed? of that hurt? How badly do you want to let it go? Do you want to just keep holding on to it and become a bitter, old, crusty person? It's a little late for some of you. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. How badly do you want to be released from this pain? Are you tired of keeping going on? I've gone over that 1,000 times in my mind, or 100,000 times. And every time I think of it again, it still hurts. What my dad did, what my brother did, what my mom did, what my husband did. And every time I think about it, it still hurts. I want us to bow our heads right now. Would you bow your heads? And I want you to think of the name or names that you wrote on this card or should have written. Think of the name or names that you wrote on this card or should have written. And I want you to follow me in this prayer. In fact, I think I want us to pray it aloud together with our heads bowed. Father, only you understand how much I've been hurt. Father, only you understand how much I've been hurt by these people, by these people. I don't want to carry the pain for another second. I don't want to be a bitter person. But I need your grace and the power of the cross to release my hurt and to forgive those who've hurt me. This is the turning point. First, I need to experience your forgiveness. You know all the ways I've hurt others. And I'm so sorry for my sins. Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I accept your grace and forgiveness, and I need it daily. Today, I'm turning to you, and I'm choosing to forgive the way you have forgiven me. And every time the memory comes back, I'll forgive them again until the pain is gone. Heal my heart with your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen again. Rick will be back to close out our time in just a moment, but first, fall is here, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we want to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created an Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. This two-part resource includes a calendar with a special door for every day of December that opens to reveal a hidden image and an encouraging Bible verse. Use it with the companion daily devotional booklet to help you and your family draw closer to Jesus and prepare your heart for the real celebration. The Daily Hope Advent Calendar will help you spend the holidays worshiping instead of worrying, slowing down, and reconnecting with God, and expressing gratitude for the true meaning of the season. You'll want to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. This resource is a perfect way to share the gift of Jesus at Christmas with your friends and family. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Quantities are limited, so get yours now. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Once again, here's Rick.
If you've been blessed by this message today, here's what I want you to do. Share it. Tell somebody about it. Now, there's a lot of great ways you can share Daily Hope. One of the easiest is by posting it on social media, on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram. But you'll find a share button today next to the message on my website, PastorRick.com. Don't keep the good news to yourself. It's too good to keep to ourselves. We've got to pass it on to others. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.